He is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. The only purpose of life is to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and his form, pastimes, activities, and qualities. When one is able to think of Krishna in this way 24 hours a day, he is already liberated. Sarupena Devasati. Whereas materialists are absorbed in material thoughts and activities, devotees, on the contrary, are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's activities. Therefore, they are already on the platform of liberation. One has to think of Krishna with full absorption at the time of death. Then you will certainly bring him back to Godhead without a doubt. Transportee materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, their eyes absorb the thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies. Put your footstool in your... A person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body. What is the use of having labor to study the shastras? It's simply a waste of time. For a part of the time of death, the materialist thinks of the wife and children, who is absorbed in thinking how they will live and who will take care of them after he leaves. Consequently, he's never afraid to give up his body. Rather, he wants to continue to live in his body to serve society, family, friends, and so on. Therefore, by practicing the mystic yoga system, one must become attached and walk in relationship. If despite practicing bhakti yoga and studying all the Vedic literature, one is afraid of giving up this bad body, which is the cause of all of his suffering, what is the use of his attempts to advance his spiritual life? The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachments. The Narottam Das Thakur said, Deya Sriti Nahi Jar Samsarabandha Mahamathar. One who practice has freedom from anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditional life. Such a person is free from conditional bondage. A person in Krishna consciousness must fully discharge his devotional duties without material attachment. Then his liberation is guaranteed. Well, my Lord Master, Mr. Joe, this is an explanation of the yoga process of mind, Lord Brahma, who is self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up the material body with full attachment, simply placing their minds to your lotus feet. That is perfection of yoga. So, the previous verses discussed the prayer to Narayana and described his wonderful qualities of being everywhere and witnessing everything in the material world, but being detached from everything. Here, a process is described to understand and realize the Supreme Lord. So here it says, particularly, one fixes the mind upon the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the material gunas, by bhakti, or with devotion. So this indicates, of course, that the process finally is bhakti, in spite of the fact that it talks about yoga here, yogeshvara and yoga and naipunyam. So some people may think that, therefore, the Ashtanga yoga process is being praised here. Of course, the Lord is the master of all yoga processes, including Ashtanga yoga. But yoga also can be taken in a general way, meaning all the processes, including bhakti. And it can also refer to bhakti yoga. So, of course, the Lord is the giver of shakti to any process, whether it is karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, or bhakti yoga. Without the Lord's mercy, these processes do not give any results. So in that sense, of course, the Lord is the master of all yoga processes. And he is, of course, advising these different processes for different types of people. But the ultimate yoga process is bhakti yoga. So if a person wants to achieve the highest perfection, then he should actually perform bhakti yoga rather than the other processes. So that is the, you can say, the skill of yoga to do the highest process, yoga naipunyam. So Brahma spoke of the skill of yoga, which means ultimately bhakti yoga. So that is why it says, therefore, at the end, that one should fix the mind with bhakti on the Supreme Lord when he is using the body. So, therefore, Brahma here, Narada Muni is speaking about Brahma speaking. So, in other words, Narada Muni gives the process, but Brahma, who is the first being in the universe and the father of Narada, he also is confirming the process of bhakti as the process of attaining the highest perfection. So, in the next verse, I talk about the opposite. People, on the other hand, instead of realizing the Lord, who is the cause of everything, the witness of everything, instead, they are attached to their bodies and things related to their material bodies, including their family, wife, children, wealth, etc. And consequently, on point of death, they're afraid of giving up their bodies. So instead of concentrating their mind on the Supreme Lord, they concentrate their mind upon their attachments. So this is completely the opposite, and they get an opposite result. That is, they get born in another body, and they have to suffer more in that material body. So this, of course, if we look at it objectively, means it is foolish. One gets a completely miserable result because of one's attachments. So the scriptures recommend the opposite. One should meditate and fix one's mind upon the Supreme Lord. He will be free of this problem of the material world. So here it also states the opposite, that if a person actually is knowledgeable of the Lord in the process, but still somehow is attached to things in the material world, and is afraid of death. And then, what is the use of that process? So, of course, the opposite is, he shouldn't do so. And rather, through the process of bhakti, one will be fearless at the time of death. And in giving up the body, he will not have any attachments. So that is the real result of devotion of bhakti. So, it talks about being afraid of death and giving up the material body. But this, of course, is not the only point that one wants to think of something when he dies. But rather, throughout life, one also has to think of the proper process. It's not only for dying, though it mentions Sirantakale at the time of death. So by this it assumes that one must practice in order to think of the Lord when one is dying. One cannot think of the Lord if one doesn't know about the Lord, if one has no attraction for the Lord. It will be very difficult to think of the Lord at the point of death. So therefore the person is advised throughout life to perform the process of bhakti. So in other words, it's not once one thinks of the Lord or understands the Lord, but repeatedly one must go through this process of practice, of engaging oneself in the service of the Lord. And then, of course, at the point of death, then it is more likely that you will think of the Lord. So therefore, it's not just a process of dying. It's actually a process that one must engage in throughout life. And though it is mentioned here that one should not be afraid of death, and one should, in other words, get liberated from the material body, that also is not the real goal of the devotee. That is, of course, the goal for people who are of lesser consciousness. They want liberation from the suffering of the material world. So before also we saw that this was often mentioned, that one is free from birth and death, etc., and the miseries of the material world. That is a byproduct of the process of bhakti, but that is not the goal of bhakti, simply to get rid of one's material pains. Of course, if one is practicing mixed devotion, and one is trying to get rid of suffering, one who is suffering is an arti. So those who are suffering often pray to the Supreme Lord. So they may pray in this life to get rid of suffering and get some comforts, happiness in material life. Or, if they're more intelligent, then they will pray, well, let me get liberation from this material body. But then, of course, that results in simply liberation in jnana or vimana, which is not the goal of bhakti. So, though one may approach the Lord in this way with the desire to get rid of suffering, that is not pure bhakti also. So, though it mentions here all these different effects of bhakti, one who is practicing pure bhakti does not even aspire for these. And therefore, in the previous verse, we find that it talked about pure bhakti. Now, one should actually perform pure bhakti to the Supreme Lord rather than this mixed bhakti. And that is the way in which one can get the real perfection of life. So, though these effects are there, the devotee simply concentrates upon service to the Supreme Lord. And even the positive effects in the spiritual world, such as eternal life, a spiritual body, spiritual place, spiritual powers, etc., these things, though they are there, the devotee does not especially strive for these things. He strives only to serve the Supreme Lord. And, of course, the Lord gives everything to the devotee. Whatever is necessary for his service, the Lord will give that. So that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because of his attraction to bhakti and the devotee. Therefore, the Lord facilitates the devotee's service by giving eternal life, spiritual body, spiritual dham, etc. So one should not think that the Lord will forget about this. rather, because he is the witness of everything and all knowledgeable sarvajna. Therefore, he will supply everything that is necessary for the devotee. So in Bhagavad Gita it says, yoga kshema vahamyaham. Whatever is lacking is supplied by the Supreme Lord in order that one can practice bhakti perfectly. So therefore, the Lord supplies everything. And the ideal condition, of course, is not to have a material body, not be subject to birth and death. These are limitations upon service. So therefore, the Lord arranges for the devotee to have a spiritual body in the spiritual world. It is only natural because of his attraction to bhakti. So these things are byproducts, are side effects of the process of bhakti. But they are not the main goal of the devotee who's practicing pure bhakti. So, though these goals are mentioned here, that one is free from material suffering and material bodies and fear of death, etc., these are not the main impetus for the devotee. The intrinsic nature of bhakti is simply attraction for the Supreme Lord. Yeah, so that is the principle. And these things are simply side effects for the devotees. However, for those who are less advanced, who have no bhakti or maybe have mixed bhakti, then these are very attractive things. So it's attractive for devotees. So the Lord accepts these devotees. He takes their service also. He responds to them also, more than he will respond to jnanis and karmis and yogis. But still, he has more affection for those who practice pure bhakti. And therefore, the result given to them is much greater than these other persons. So therefore, the Lord recommends pure bhakti is best. And a person who practices mixed bhakti, ultimately, it is hoped by the association of devotees, then he will actually come to the performance of pure bhakti. So even mixed devotion is acceptable in comparison to karma, jnana, and yoga, etc. But the preferable process is ananya bhakti or pure bhakti.
Think that the last moment of the Supreme Lord, but in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, even if that is done, that one achieves the result that they get the liberation by verse Antakalicha Mamiya Sami. So it says that it is possible to remember at least at the last moment of life to remember the Lord, even without any practice.
Well, whatever one thinks of when one dies, so. By some freak accident, one may remember the Lord, but may not be with devotion. Maybe something happens when one's related to a devotee or something, when they think of that by accident. So that's good for a person because every thought of the Lord is wonderful. So it is good, but at the same time, the more likely case is he's never heard of Krishna. He's not going to think of Krishna when he dies, obviously. And if he did hear about it, if he didn't practice, more likely, whatever he's attached to, he will think of that when he's dying. That's the most likely thing. So, therefore, if people are attached to their family members, they will think of their family members when they die, not of Krishna. So, therefore, one's attraction for the Lord has to be stronger than one's attraction for material things. That is general. Of course, one can by chance remember the Lord or whatever. But we see even in the case of Bharat, even though he did practice, because later on he became attached to the deer, then he thought of the deer again. So it is always possible that the material attractions, in any case, can overcome one's attraction for the Supreme Lord, even if one practices. So it is a little bit precarious to think that if we don't practice at all, somehow we can think of the Lord. It may happen, but it is highly unlikely. And if it happens, even then, it would be a very, very weak type of incidental type of thought.
What is the devotee's thing that we take 4 years to end up for service to the
world? Well, that is okay. At the same time, the devotee also thinks that whatever the Lord wills, he accepts. So it's not that he demands that. But if it's for the service of the Lord, fine.
Well, we see sometimes that we take care of the body, even hospitals, around the life.
Yeah. Well, of course, if one is on a very advanced stage, probably he won't even do that. He's not even connected with his material body or eating process or anything. He's completely detached from everything. But on the other hand, if we're on a lower level, disturbances of the body will also create disturbances to our worship. So therefore, we try to have a healthy body and mind. If one is in an advanced state, he's no more attached to the body or the mind, so he doesn't even care what happens to it, so it's not a problem for him. But one who's at a less advanced state, then because of the attachments, then it will create an interference with his service. Well, it may happen, and if so, then what is the use of this process of bhakti if there's no effect of that bhakti? That's the main idea. So in other words, it means this process of bhakti is not proper. It somehow did not have a proper effect.
Rantarasya Shishabhattabhatam ki cha Dizalatman haras ki cha Zimai Vedhanipatiyan Vandar Prabhupada ki cha Dai Gop Prabhananda.
Thank you.